The sovereign nation still has a choice.
Choice? There's no choice. These countries do what they're told. They accept their medicine or go it alone as an international outcast. And we answer to no one.
I think you're overstepping your mark, Badoo.
With respect, I think we've all overstepped our mark, sir. We're judge, jury and executioner. We do our own evaluation of their economy. We write our own letter of intent in the name of the Minister for Finance. We administer the programme. We decide whether or not the criteria have been met and whether funding can be drawn down. And all the while we suck their assets dry.
Their assets?
They belong to them.
By an accident of geography, do you think they know what to do with their assets? Without us, they wouldn't even know their assets were fucking there.
So that entitles us to 90 cents on the dollar?
Oh, so now we're exploiting them, is it? We mine their resources and take 90% of their profits. Fuck that. We give them 10% of ours. They're farmers and fishermen. They should be down on their fucking knees giving us thanks. They can't be trusted with resources like that.
Who are we to decide that?
We're their betters. Their rulers.
No, they have a government for that.
Governments don't rule. Money rules. All these governments owe us money, and they do what they're told by us, for their own good. Look, you're a London School of Economics graduate. You think these people could do the job you do? You think they could be trusted to sit in your chair? We'd close down in a matter of weeks. How can they be trusted with millions upon millions of dollars worth of natural resources that they just happen to be squatting on? If it wasn't for us, they'd probably try and extract it with a bamboo shoot.
So much for all men being created equal.
All men aren't equal. There's a natural order of things. There's a ruling class. People with the aptitude and the intellect. And yes, the bloodline. It's always been that way. Kings and peasants, lords and serfs.
There was a small development called democracy. You may have heard of it.
Democracy! One man, one vote. It's the most deeply flawed system imaginable. I read the Financial Times, the Washington Post, the New York Times. I'm on first name terms with presidents, billionaires, decision makers. And you mean to tell me that my vote should carry the same weight as some hillbilly who can't even point out America on a map? Could you imagine the absolute chaos there would be if just anyone became president?
But anyone can become president.
Oh, of course they can. You just need access to millions of dollars to run a successful campaign. That sort of narrows the field, sorts out the wheat from the chaff, as it were. It's the illusion of opportunity. Men who think they are oppressed will someday fight. Remove the very suspicion that there's something wrong and they'll work. We make the decisions because we're the ones qualified to do so. And we deserve to be rewarded commensurately.
You want us back to the days before the French Revolution?
Only this time, we don't have to worry about the guillotine. Now sign off on that report as it is, please. I want it on my desk tomorrow morning.